This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, we are 40 days away from the election here in this country, and there's some new polling about just how much a voter's income determines his or her vote. So let's get to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your polling indicates that people who are below the poverty line are more likely to be independent.
That's right. And I think the real key is they're not monolithically Democrats. You know, we're following from Romney's statement about the 47%, where he said they're all voting for Obama. So we've done several different ways of looking at this, poor people in general, but also now those that are in poverty. And we find that they're out of the system. Yeah, 50%, that is half of all those that we define based on government standards as being in poverty, are independent. Only 32% are Democrat, which really is about the national average. And then they are less likely to be Republican. But by no means are those people sitting out there in poverty all leaning the Democratic way.
How does that compare to the other income levels? I mean, when you go up to the rich or the middle class, are those people independent in big numbers?
They're not nearly as independent as these people that are in poverty.
Huh.
The expectation, of course, is that the high-income people would all be for Romney. But that's not the case either. The highest we can go is $180,000 plus in our surveys. We can't isolate, don't have enough people, higher incomes above that. And they tilt to Romney. But just barely, just like 52% for Romney and in the 40%, upper 40% for Obama. So income is not a sole determinant of who you're going to vote for or your politics.
Now, there has been a bump in the polls for President Obama. I even heard somebody use the term breaking away yesterday. Is that the way you see it, or do you think this race is still pretty fluid?
We certainly see that Obama is ahead. He's ahead significantly in our tracking data, which usually are a little more moderated than some of the state polls that you see. But political scientists and everybody who looks at it say if you have a lead at this point, generally the odds are higher that you're going to go on and win. But we only have 15 elections, really, that we've looked at data for historically. So I would say be a little cautious and let's wait and see what happens. But absolutely, if you're putting odds on it, the empirical data at this point from polling perspective would suggest that Obama has the odds of winning.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.